Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Yes, Lord, yes. We're dependent on you. Oh, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. Oh, I have touched, but Him of His army is made me whole.
So I tried all that I seemed like nothing did me any good. Then I heard that Jesus was passed by. I decided to kill Him.
Oh, it was Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in our soul. Oh, I have touched the hem of His garment, and His garment made me whole. All right, Mother, sing it.
Then I heard that Jesus had died.
Yes.
I decided.
Oh, yes, now. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in our soul. Oh, I have touched the hem of His garment. His blood has made me whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, in glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down,
I can
walk and talk with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down,
I can
walk and talk with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, very close, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down,
I'm going home.
I'm with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down,
I'm
going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, we glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, don't treat me like they used to. my burdens down, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, since I laid my burdens down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burdens down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burdens down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're listening to Life. Ah, thank you. That too. But thank you. We listen to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland-LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. And I'm Apostle Thorna Hyphen Kirkland, the senior pastor. Amen. We're going to go through the throne of grace. Because I'm telling you, we can't do anything unless we go before God. And if God is not in it, then we are doing nothing. Amen? So we're coming before you in Radio Land. I don't know what you need. I don't know what your situations are. I don't know your location. But I know that no matter who and what you are, God is yet God. He is an all-seeing God. He is an all-knowing God. And he has not lost control. And God does not need you or I, because God is God all by himself. We are going to go to the throne of grace because we need God to come in. We need Jesus to intercede for us. So, Father God, Lord, you said in all things give thanks. Lord, we're thanking you right now for a brand new day. Hey, we're thanking you right now for brand new mercies. We are thanking you right now for the activities of our limbs. We are thanking you right now for being in our right minds. Oh, merciful Savior, we are thanking you right now how you watch over us all night long. Oh, merciful Father, hey, we could have been dead, sleeping in our graves. We could be in the hospital. But, oh, merciful God, you allowed us, Lord, to be in your house one more time. Those are out in Radio Land, wherever they are, whatever they need, God, you know, even the numbers on their heads, God, you know it. You still God, oh, merciful Savior, we are calling on your son, Jesus, 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 we need you right now, Jesus, we need you, Lord, come on in the room right now. Go in the hospital rooms and touch right now, because you said in your word, through your son Jesus, he said, by his stripes we are healed. Send your healing virtue, Lord, in the hospital room. Send your healing virtue, Lord, in the emergency rooms. Send your healing virtue, Lord, in the operating room. There is no greater doctor than Dr. Jesus. Jesus, our help today. Jesus, our waymaker today. Jesus, our healer today. Come on in the room. Whatever's under the sound of my voice, we need you right now. Lord, we don't mind Sunday. Lord, we need you right now. Lord, somebody out there needs to be saved. Oh, God, you're still in the saving business. Jesus saved to the utmost. Jesus saved. There is no sin. Yes, Lord, other than having been saved and sanctified and then denied. renouncing that. That's the only forgivable sin. So whatever it is your sin, whatever it is, all you got to do is confess it. And Jesus will save you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't let the devil fool you. Think that you're unsavable. Don't let the devil fool you. Think that you're going to heaven anyhow. But I want you to know that that's not true. Come on, sinner man. Come on, sinner woman. Let go and let God. Jesus is working. He's in the room. Yes, Lord. Send on your spirit. Touch the speaker today. Give her what to say. Move on in. Anoint her mind. Anoint her lips. As she opens up her mouth. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Yes, Lord. Break the yoke. Break the yoke in the name of Jesus. Somebody's bound. Somebody's bound that need to be free. Let your word go through. Let your word go forth. Lord, if somebody can be freed, somebody can be delivered, somebody can be saved. Lord, you know. You know all about it. You know who's listening. So, Lord, we ask you to cover in your blood in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing flow out of her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hey, thank you. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. We thank you right now. We give you the glory and honor and majesty right now. Thank God. Amen and amen. You know you're going to be listening to this anointed woman of God. Amen. Today's evangelistic day. And, you know, and we have evangelists here. We thank God for this anointed woman of God, the first founding lady. Amen. You in for a treat. Amen. Amen. So let's prepare your hearts and mind, Lord, for here she is. We ask you to do it for your glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give honor today to my pastor and companion, my mother and church mother. And I'm going to take this time to just give God some thanks. I just want to take this time to thank him for keeping his loving arms of protection around me each and every day, giving me mercy and grace. Truly, I just want to thank him for being a servant in his army, because everybody can't do it. And I just thank the Lord that he bestowed that blessing upon me. Truly, I thank him. And I just want to thank him and ask him to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight, my strength and my Savior. Truly, I thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3:5-14, and it reads, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believe? As the Lord gave to each one, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clear. Clear it. Because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on, it endures, he will receive a reward. You know, I say to you today that with all that is going on around us, I just want to leave a thought with you for today. Thought would be, if I could leave with you today, this thought it would be, if you put your time in, payday will truly come at the end. Not in a while, but in the end. Because Mark 13 and 32 lets us know that, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father. And I say to you, you can be assured, if nothing else, Scripture let us know that we can be assured that payday will come at the end. And you say, what's payday for us? Payday is eternal life. Eternal life. But you got to put the time in. You must put the time in. When I was unsaved, I had a ritual. And that ritual was playing my numbers. Now, I know you're saying, oh, no, she didn't say that. Yes, I did, because I was not saved all my life. So when I was unsaved, I played the lottery. Every week, I would play the lottery for the whole week. And as I was watching TV over the last 2 weeks, they had what's called Mega Millions. And this thing grew to over $480 million over a number of weeks. And I thought to myself, oh boy, somebody go get payday after a while. And then, you know, as I thought about this thing and thought about it, I said, you know, and the odds was just great. I mean, the odds is so great for this stuff, but over 1 million people spent their money to play this. And as I watched this unfold and I started, you know, the song kept coming to me, payday is coming after a while. Put your time in, because payday is coming after a while. And as I thought about this, I thought about, well, you know, the saints going to have a payday one day. Yeah. And it's going to be bigger than a Mega Million.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, okay, and, you know, the song kept saying, if you put your time in, you put your time in. But that's a problem with some of us. We're not willing to put in the time. And if you remember, God gave us instructions way back when. God gave us some instructions. So if you turn with me to Exodus 20, 1 through 17, and these are the instructions that God gave to Moses. And God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Yes.
You should have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. Oh, y'all, you heard me. What did God say? And that image can be the lottery. It can be your job, be your family. It can be your children. It can be your possessions. But God said, you shall not make yourself a carved image. Any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandment. You shall not take the name of your Lord, your God, in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days, and you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, your God. In it you shall do no work. You shall nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. But in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon this land, which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Okay? That was God's instruction to us.
Yes.
That was God's instruction to very beginning.
Yes.
And you say, well, that was in the old days. What does that have to do with us? If you do these things, if you keep his instructions, then you will have no problem walking upright, caring about others. All of these is the work that you have to put in. You got to put this work in to have eternal life.
Yes.
Caring about others, fasting, praying, studying his word, treating others with respect, compassion, lifting up the name of the Lord and Savior, but most of all, loving each other. The scripture let us know that the greatest of these is love. This is the work that we got to put in. You can't put in the work sitting on your sofa, watching TV every day, talking on the telephone, going to work, evil as I don't know what. That's not the work. God wants you to put in the work, show people love and compassion, and draw them to him.
Yeah.
We have to remember that John 9:4 tells us that we must work the works of him that sent us.
Yeah.
While it is day,
yeah,
the night cometh when no man can work. So you got to put this work in now.
Yeah.
You got to put in the time if you want payday to come at the end. So I'm saying to you today, saints, we got work to do, especially, I mean, just look at the world condition. Look at the things we have went through in the last few days. I mean, the man went on vacation in Turkey, and he was called and told him that they were setting up a coup. I mean, the Bible tells us, scripture tells us of all of these things happening. So if you don't think that time is running out, you better think about it. You better think about it. You better think about it and put the work in now. Put it in. Because if you put in the time, payday is coming to you. Payday is coming to you. Payday ain't going to come to nobody that don't work. That's like you go on your job. You go on your job, sit there all day with your legs crossed, talking to your coworkers. Do you think you're going to get a paycheck at the end of the week? You might get that one, but you won't be getting no more. You probably going to get a little pink slip,
right,
saying that you ain't did nothing. You might as well stay on out of here. Saints, it's time. It's time for us to put in the work, whatever your hands find to do. Whatever your hands find to do, from the little to the biggest, from the greatest to the minute, you got to find something that you can do with your salvation. We are God's soldiers. We are in a battlefield. You got to put in the work today. You can't wait till tomorrow. Don't say, I'm going to go see Sister So-and-so tomorrow, and then she passed. The Lord going to hold you accountable for that. You don't know Sister So-and-so may have needed prayer. Maybe she was right on the edge, and you could have helped her get over. We have to put in the work. There are children out there in your neighborhood, and you see these same children every day, nose running, hair knees combing, looks like they need some clothes, looks like they need a bath. Something you can do. Something you can do. But I'm not saying put the work in and then think you're going to get paid for it now. Because if you think you're going to get paid for it now, you won't get paid for it at the end. It's eternal life. It's eternal life. This, like the lottery was $480 million. Just think about it. Only so many people can win. That particular lottery, only one person won. One person got that $480 million. But just think about it. This is an open blank check. Anybody that puts in the work can win. That's anybody. And unlike this lottery where there was only one person, there's a lot of people out there. There is no limit of the people that can get this lottery. Eternal life. This check can be written for a lot of people if you just put in the work. Put the work in, saints, because payday is coming after a while. Put the work in. Truly, I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. True soldier. Everybody want to be a true soldier, but nobody wants to be a true soldier. Oh, I'm not going to say anybody. I'm going to say very few wants to be a true soldier. That means waking up in the middle of the night when somebody calls you for prayer. Getting up out your bed, going to see about a sick person, even though you are sick yourself. Taking care of your parents. Some of us don't even want to put the time in to take care of our parents. They wiped our noses, your hinies, and everything else when you were small. Now you don't even want to put the work in your own household, within your own family. We're not going to see payday like that. You're not going to see eternal life with that kind of attitude. We got to put in the work. We got to put in the work today, saints. Think about it. I want you to get up in the morning and say, I'm putting in the work today. I'm going to see about that sick person. I'm going over there where I know only two and three people come to prayer and bend my knees with them. Because together we are better than we are apart. So you got to get up and get in there. It does not take a lot. You may not be the best prayer warrior in the world. You may not can quote scriptures better than anybody else. But there's something you can do. It's something you can do if it's nothing but go over there and sweep the church floor. Open up the door. Stand there with a smile on your face. We got to put in the work. We got to put in the work. If you would turn to me with me to 2 Chronicles 15. 2 Chronicles 15. Sorry. But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. What did he say? He said, let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. We can all do something. We can all do something. You know, I think about my mother. She wants to get out so bad and go sit on the street corner and pass out tracts. But let me tell you something, world. Let me tell you something about my mother. My mother is legally blind, has severe arthritis, and is in a wheelchair. But this woman wants to go out on the street corner by herself and pass out tracks.
Right.
That's work. That's putting in the work. She can't do it, but that's wanting to put in the work. So, Lord, if there's something you want to do and you're just not able to do it, the Lord will make a way. If you want to be a true soldier, the Lord will make a way. All you got to do is want to go there. All you got to do is want to be a true soldier. All you got to do is want to put in true work, and the Lord will make a way. Truly, I thank him. I thank him for being a soldier in this fight, because we got so much to fight about. There's so much going on in the world today. If you don't do nothing but pray for your government, if you don't do nothing but get up every morning and pray for your government, because they need it. We need it. Time is winding down. The scripture lets us know by the signs that we see. War. Rumors of war. Put the time in. You got to put your time in. Put your time in, because payday is coming after a while. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It's a hard job. It's a hard job, but truly, I thank the Lord for being a soldier in his army. I'm not a perfect soldier, but I'm a willing soldier. And truly, I thank him for letting me be able to reflect on others what he's all about. And if you just do that, if you just carry yourself in an upright way and let somebody else see the Christ in you, you're putting in the work. You're putting in the work. When you least think about it, don't go out there and try to put in the work so everybody can pat you on the back. You're not going to get anywhere. Your time is not coming at the end. You're getting your time now. But if you just carry yourself in an upright way so that they might see the light in you, somebody might see the light in you, then you're putting in the work. You don't even know you're putting in the work, but you're putting in the work. If you just keep God's instruction, his Ten Commandments, his instruction to Moses to give to the Israelites, if you just keep his instructions, love others, then you're putting in the work. But you got to put in the work. You can't be complacent. You got to put in the work. You can't go to church when you feel like it. You can't be used when you feel like it. You got to let the Lord use you when he needs you, not when you feel like it. Put in the work, saints. I'm saying to you today that you need to put in the work. So I'm gonna say to you again, if you want this Mega Million ticket in a sanctified Christian way, you need to put in the work. Because on this mega ticket is eternal life. Eternal life. Just think about it. That ain't no prize no bigger than that out there. There's no prize bigger place in the world than eternal life. But you got to put in the time. You can't just spend your money and pay for it. And nobody is going to take it away from you if you earn it. You got to put your time in. And I'm going to say to you one more time, put your time in, because payday will truly come at the end. I desire that you pray for me, that I be the mother and daughter and sister and wife and friend and soldier. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That the Lord is calling for in these last and evil days. Pray for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Put your time in, saints of God, because payday is coming after a while. Yes, you know what?